Welcome to the Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories and you tell your stories and then we tell your stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn beet red.
Whoop, whoop. How was your week?
My week was good. This is our 1 year anniversary show.
This is our 1 year anniversary. We have been doing this for a year, you guys. We love you so much. We thank you so much for your support
and
over
your
the last
stories.
Year.
My gosh.
And it's been such a fun time. And we know it's just going to continue to grow and evolve. And we're happy to do it with you. And
yes. It's
exciting.
Exactly. And I was thinking how it came out of your brain and you said, let's do this. And then we came to Project LA and then Mirage is our editor. And we have just like this great team and we are like the dream came true. It's really cool.
It's true. It all came together when you just, you know, trust your instincts and have fun. And
exactly.
Do what you love.
Thing. Looking forward to this for the whole week.
Yeah,
how was your
too.
Week?
It was good. Same thing. I'm doing a yard sale tomorrow.
That's right.
I am purging. I have so much stuff to go through.
Oh, it's going
to
be amazing.
All the thrifting that I do, you know, it's like it just accumulates. And then I'm like.
Your style is so good.
I don't want to be a real hoarder. So I'm like, I have to do these like a few times a year so that I'm not a real hoarder.
You're not a hoarder. And you have like great taste and you find something when you go out. And yeah, it's amazing that you're able to like let it go too. That's
oh
good.
Yeah, I'm like I get sick of things too. Like I love something so hard, and then after a few, you know, usually it's months for me, sometimes it's years, and I'm like, you know what, it's time for it to go live somewhere else and to have you know, to breathe new life into a space, because it's just creativity.
Well, it's also thrifting full circle, right?
Exactly.
So you grab it and you like enjoy it for a minute and then you like send it off and
you
someone else
go.
Gets it and yeah, it's so great,
which is good. We have a jam-packed
show
what is
today.
This episode. We have a jam-packed episode for
it's
you
the most
today.
Callers we've ever
we
had.
Have four callers, which are going to take up the show, which
I
is
know,
exciting.
I know.
So let's get into
let's
it.
Let's get into it. Our first caller is just an amazing storyteller all around and has been working in the film and TV business for a very long time. He's a producer, writer, director, and actor. He's also been my friend since high school and is one of the funniest people that I know. So let's call Brian Steele.
Hello.
Brian. Hello. It's Mary Kate and Katie
Hi.
From Beet Red Podcast.
Hello. Hi, team. How you doing?
We are so excited to talk
oh,
to you.
We're so happy that you're doing this. This is our 1 year anniversary, and
you're
I'm so glad you're
Yay.
On the show and you agreed to do it. This is so exciting. And I have don't even know what story you're gonna tell.
Well, how does this work? Do I just tell a story?
There's like no Q&A.
You just kick it
it's
off.
It's like into like, I shit my pants. Like you're into it. Just did
how,
I just
how many of the stories in the 1 year have been about shitting pants?
I mean 80%.
Yeah, 80%
yeah.
a lot.
80%.
But they never get old.
I have those stories too, but I'll veer a different way.
You filtered through. That's so good.
Nice.
All right. Well, my story is about junior year of high school when I was desperately in love with Mary Kate.
Okay, I did not think that you were going to tell this story. I thought it was going to be something else.
You have like, made her beet red.
From
so
your-
if you can see her right now,
so
she is beet red.
Red and my face is hot. So, okay. Well, we're going to do it. That's
so,
good.
Yeah. Well, so.
Did not
expect and I was constantly figuring out. I honestly, like, you know, my brain is completely pickled at this point. So I wish I had like all the memories of like the context of why. Like, it's most of the story, I'm like, well, what the hell was wrong with me? Why was I behaving like this? But,
that's like how I feel about high school too, the whole time.
Yeah, but so I was desperately in love with Mary Kate.
I can't believe it. I was
constantly trying to figure out how to make her date me.
I feel like I'm oblivious to this.
And I know that the main thing I remember is just that I would go. So my best friend Holt was dating Mary Kate's sister.
Yep,
and
Eliza.
So every weekend. We would go out and we would go bowling with various other friends.
They had a very tight
and
crew.
Every weekend, I for whatever reason, I was told, Mary Kate's coming. And then we would pull up and I distinctly remember every weekend sitting there and Holt would go get Eliza, and I would see Eliza in the living room having a screaming fight with Mary Kate. Would come out, and she would get in the car, and she would go, she's not coming.
I don't understand what did she say that I said? Because I cannot remember. Honestly, what I remember is me being like, oh, you guys are going to go out. Well, no, I'm like not. I guess it's just not. Maybe not this week, maybe next week. Like, I didn't know. If I had known that you had a crush on me, I probably would have jumped in the car and been like, oh, where are we going, gang?
I'm sure. But it was a whole thing because it was always like all this talk and then Eliza being like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'll make it happen. And I don't know why. I honestly don't know why I didn't just be like, will you go out on a date with me?
Yes. But if you had said that, I would have been so happy.
Because high school. Because high school.
The other things I remember were that I constantly then would just be like, all right, whatever, I'm over it, I'm done with this. And then, like, I would see you and you would be nice to me and I would go to my friend Andrew. I would go, like, round five? And, like, and just, like, just gear up again. I remember you were on this writing staff for this, like, comedy show we wrote. And yes. I distinctly remember that was, like, so late in the game. And it was, like, I was so done, and we would road over the summer, and I remember it was like round 15, like it was just like
damn it. You mean like round 15 of just not showing up?
Round 15 of trying to date you.
No, round 15 of like trying to like woo you again. Yeah.
You were like Ross and Rachel in your mind. You're like, I'm so over you. She's like, when were you under me?
Very apt.
Yeah.
Very apt. That was exactly when this was taking place. But the other things, and there's a couple other things I remember that lead up to like one of the other most embarrassing moments in my life. Well, one, it was that Mary Kate went and dated a boy who was gay.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so glad you just let it out there. Yeah. He was gay in the closet.
I know that story. I do.
I mean, I think everyone knew, but like no one said anything. Like, I know.
And then she went and dated a boy named Bill who became. And again, I have no idea why. Like, I guess sort of my mortal enemy for a while.
But then you dated Bill's girlfriend, right?
So I dated Bill's ex-girlfriend, I think probably the same time you were dating him. And the thing I remember most clearly about that was while we were dating, Liz and I, if Bill walked down the hallway, she would let go of my
hand. Sucks so bad.
That is embarrassing.
That relationship didn't work out. And then at some point around this time, Bill said to me, and I have no idea the context of this, but he said to me, and you wonder why I hate you, Steele.
Oh,
and I said, you hate me?
Why would he say that?
This leads to maybe the most one of the top most embarrassing moments of my life, which was years later in New York. I went to a party at some of my best friend's apartment, and one of their roommates was a kid we went to high school with, Oliver Raleigh. So they threw a huge party, and I went there, and there were all these people from high school there, and I was like, all right, and I said hi and whatever, and you know. And Bill Bungaroff, coalition face.
Oh, Bill, too late. Change his name.
You can beep that if you have any.
Okay, we're gonna beep it. Just kidding.
and Bill was there. And like whatever. And like I didn't. And it was fine. Like I talked to him. But we were leaving, and I was with some friends. I was walking down the street. And I was like, oh man, like that party was lame. Like all the people from high school were there. And I'm like, and Bill was there. I'm like, I swear. I'm like, Bill, like, I don't know what his deal is. Like, I swear, that kid might be my least favorite person from high school.
Oh my God.
And I look down, and it's like me and Hope, who I was just talking about, and a couple of your friends. And then down at the end of the line is Bill. And he turns, and he looks at me, and he just puts his finger up to his mouth, and he goes, shh. And I go, and I was so embarrassed, I didn't know what to do, that I started skipping.
What?
And I skipped away into a bodega and hid behind a Pepsi.
I have definitely done that where you go just have to run.
That was like Ashley Simpson, how she like boot scooted off the stage when she was embarrassed. Was, like that's what it reminds me of. You did a jig. Did a jig into the
me, Ashley Simpson.
That is amazing.
And yeah, and then we had like a meet cute where we like made up, but then I think he like always hated me.
No, I don't think he hates you at all.
There were other things, but then like I would call. There was a bunch of drama after that where like his friends who I was, you know, still like pals with, like were kind of cool to me for a while. But I honestly like have no idea why in high school or in college or after I ever had any issue with Bill. So he listens to this.
I was just gonna say these like viewpoints, like these little snapshots, like you know, you're dating Bill's ex. She drops her hand when she sees him. Then he says, out of the blue, I don't. Now you wonder why I have always hated you. And you're like, wait, what? And then in New York City, you could not still escape. He was there, and he said, shh, and I wonder what
you
that
shit talked him
was about. You know what I mean? I wonder what that like shh. Like no one knows, no one needs to know. Like what was?
Yeah, it was.
How'd you interpret
that?
Really
good power move. I don't know.
To me, it was like shut your mouth. I'm right here and I can hear you. Like that's what it means to me. That he like looked at him like, hey dummy, I'm right here and I can hear you.
Or like, shh, I'm gonna kill you. Just kidding.
But the fact that you skipped away, like that's the best part.
And that you hid behind what I get. And also, Brian, I am sorry that I did not know. You just gotta, with me in high school, I was like still in my Aladdin phase. I was obsessed with Aladdin. So you needed to like spell it out in the snow. Like, hey, I have a crush on you. Do you want to go out? And then I would have been like, it would have been like Disney romance.
I was one of countless other like, nerdy boys who were in love with you.
That's not true.
It is true.
You were like the cute manic pixie dream girl.
I was a manic pixie dream girl.
All the boys. You were just like this nice, wonderful, magical girl. Oh, that, like,
my
God.
I was the biggest nerd. I mean, I'm still the biggest nerd, but you have made my ego. I would never have known. I was like, in high school, I thought like nobody liked me. I literally had one friend before
look at
I went
this day that everything
to shoot
changed.
Gilbert Grape. And then I came back and I was like,
I remember years and years later, we made Small Town News together.
Oh,
and you were
so
wonderful
fun.
In that. And jokingly, I said to Holt, I was like round 34. But then I met my wife on that project.
That's right. She was amazing. Yeah. She's amazing. I know. It's so funny. And I feel bad for her, too, because she's probably heard this story a million times. Like, after Holt came on the show, I called him and said, thank you, but you were together. And he's like, oh, Brian's going to come on. And then he's going to talk about how he had a big crush on you. I was like, oh, and then, Stacey knew, has said to me before. But honestly, I am sorry. I wish I could turn back time. And I can't.
There's nothing to be sorry about.
I know. It worked out. It worked out for you for sure. I'm really glad that you have a beautiful family.
And you do too. It worked out for both of you.
Oh my God. Brian, thank you so much for doing this or coming on here. It's like, well, I'm still beat red, honestly. I'm still like blushing.
Yeah, I think this was actually you embarrassing Mary Kate.
You embarrassed me.
We could see her. This whole time she's been red. I wish I had it on camera.
I'm wearing a red dress and I'm just like I look like a tomato.
She is a beet face right now. So thanks for telling an embarrassing story for her.
On 1 year of
thank you, Brian.
Very exciting.
You are, and I said this in the intro, but you are one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I am so glad that you're on the 1 year anniversary because you are the best storyteller in all forms.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy I got to do it, and finally let it all out.
Let it out to the world. Let it out to the world.
Now you know.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for talking to us.
Really appreciate it.
Bye.
You got it, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
So our next caller is that rare unicorn. He told me so many hilarious stories when we were working together, and then he vanished from my life for years. Katie, he worked at the restaurant we were working at. Mm-hmm. I never forgot him. And when we started this, I literally have stalked him for the entire year. And we finally got our sights on him, and he's going to tell us a story today.
He you is did a it.
Hilarious human. Let's call Aaron.
Am I live with Katie and Mary Kate?
You are, Aaron.
Aaron, we're
Am
so
I really?
Happy you really are.
You are doing this. I just said in our intro to you that I've been stalking you for the whole year.
She did it. She you got really, you.
You honest to God have a little bit. I was so guilted.
I know. I was like, it's the last time I'll ever contact you.
She locked you down.
You're like, and I promise after that, we will sever our ties. Like,
I will take an axe to any memory of you in
and
my
maybe
life.
Your actual face
and
if
maybe
you don't
your
do this.
Face. I'm going to kill you.
I am, but you have to know I'm a very busy person. Also,
I know you are.
That's a very odd looking 3:10 p.m. sharp you've got there, by the way.
We are on business here, okay? We are back-to-back calls.
We have calls.
It is
calls,
odd times
all day.
I'm a little, it's a Saturday. I'm dog sitting in Marina Del Rey on a little cocktail. So you got prime.
You've got the best version of you.
Prime Aaron. This is fantastic. I'm so happy. Aaron, I said, look, the stories you tell are unforgettable. Unforgettable. So I'm so excited to hear. Today,
yeah, but I'm really, really scared that you have hyped it up so much that they're just going to be like, and to be honest,
that's even better.
I so mean this too. I'm such a shameless person. I was talking to my friends, like, not. Do I have any embarrassing stories? Oh. And they're like, oh, you have a lot. And I was like, and then they tell them, like, well, that's just a Tuesday, like, it doesn't matter.
That's why I love you.
Shameless people are our favorite. That's
yes.
what we need.
Any story that you've ever just been like casually telling me, I'm like, oh my God, I wish this happened to me.
I was going to just jump into the deep end and be like, I'll just tell them the story when I shit my pants. That's the most embarrassing. But now I realize from your text, everyone just shits their pants. Is the most embarrassing
Oops.
Story.
I was like, has he asked if he could swear?
But
here
you can also tell that
we
shit
love
your pants
those
story
stories.
Too.
I mean, yeah. we're here for those stories. Yeah. This is why we're sitting here today.
You tell anything and everything you want.
Anything you want.
We're here for it.
Yes.
Well, you know, the biggest thing for me is like, I just turned 40, obviously.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Welcome to the
club. Congratulations.
I know you guys can't tell that I'm 40, but
no,
I am.
No, you look amazing.
In years at 65, it's time
True.
To retire. You know. So my thing is I was like, I was trying to think of it, and the only thing I could think of is like all my embarrassing things to me was like the rejection ones or something like
Great.
That from dating. And so I just didn't know one. Is that an okay?
Yes, doctor? Tell us.
Yeah, literally, you can tell us anything.
We've heard it all, but we want to hear more.
I know you've heard it all, but my thing is like, you know, because I'm retired Prince Charming. Back then, mm-hmm. I was a twonk, and in my brain, I still feel like I work at Disney World, and in reality, like I'm filling out a training bra right now. Like, I'm not as cute as I used to be.
Oh, you're also, cute. You stop
you're
it.
Gorgeous.
He is gorgeous. He does look he like
really
Prince Charming.
Is.
He's model. Dying. That's no, all
model.
It is.
No, like you're gorgeous, for real.
We
like,
really think you're beautiful.
You're so. Beautiful.
I mean, listen, I'm working hard on like my post-summer bod right now. Like I work very hard at maintaining that. It's a lot. Like I run 5 miles a day just to be fat now. That's at 40. It's
oh
like
my
gum.
God. I know what you're five saying though. I don't even
day.
Run any miles, but you've just crushed any hope I had of being able to lose weight. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, but no, it's so fine. And look, I'm not saying like I'm so fat. I don't go to a doctor and he's like, open your mouth and say oink. I'm saying like for me, like my normal self, I'm obviously I'm not fit as a fiddle anymore, and it's fine. But I have to be honest. With you girls, like, every time I get a little bit fatter, I'm like, oh, no one will ever love me. I cannot beat these boys off me with a stick.
That's great.
Yes, they
I'm
want
glad,
the thickness.
Though. They want this that like, those arms that will wrap around them, make them feel safe.
But I don't really like that because I don't feel good. Like, I want to feel sexy, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was at a bar, and there's the hottest guy in the entire bar was like looking over, and I looked behind me, not to like be dramatic. I was just like, obviously not me. And he comes over and he's like, "You're so hot." I was like, "You're so hot." And he's like, "Fucking like some Brazilian 22-year-old instigator,
my
or whatever."
God, gorgeous. I mean, I love this for you.
Well, I'm trying my best with the gifts that were given to me, but you have to know, if they don't know who I am, I'm not going to steal that deal. But he just goes, he grabs me, he pulls me in tight. He's like, "I just love dad bod." And I died right there.
That's amazing.
And I'm just like, I was with this guy and he was like grabbing me and I was like, "God, this is so passionate. Like, this is what I want. Like, this might be my husband." He's like, "God, I love this fat fucking ass so much." I was like, would we say it's like so fat? And he was like, "Oh, completely. Like, it's so hot, like how your pants don't fit you all the way because you're ass." And I was like, and I literally like was crawling out of a window. I couldn't even handle it. And I mean, my thing is like, it's all this like weird thing where I'll just be like, this one boy, the boy I'm most interested in, I can't even, a boy from years ago, I don't want him to, if he ever hears this, okay. But he's like physical perfection, right? Mm-hmm. He's so cute. He's so charming. He's so smart. And he's laying with me. And I was like, I have to be honest. Like, and I'm like holding my tits. And like, while he's like looking at me, just like, like we're on Titanic or something. And I was like, "Hey, listen, like, I just feel so like insecure sometimes around you because you're just like so hot." And he's like, "No, I really like kind of fatter, hairier guys." And, and immediately I was like, "What?
You keep
I'm not making this shit
you
up.
You keep swinging for the fences, but like the ball goes right under the bat. You know what I mean? You're just going, you got your heart on your sleeve. You're like a little vulnerable. And then someone says something that just crushes your soul. It's just the worst. Dating's hard.
Soul crushing is base camp for me these days. That's where I live and die.
Oh, it's where?
Soul crushing is the hill he lives and dies on.
No, Aaron. You what? Are, I mean, you've got podcasters stalking you. You better just get some confidence and say, "You know what? I'm going to find the man of my dreams and I'm going to, you know, no one's going to."
All these podcasters, like, "I need your fat ass on this show." And I'm like, "No, what I the didn't. Fuck
we are fat positive. We love fat.
I
hair.
Know. And also, I haven't, I mean, it doesn't, yo, your personality is the best part. Anyone's personality is the best part of them.
Wait,
I
so
think.
What's the story, though, that you remembered him telling you?
You can't tell
him.
It.
Oh,
you
can't
tell it.
Oh, dang.
I was actually thinking, also, by the way, just quick, if I can insert this, Katie, Mary Kate, to hear your all's voices, my favorite job I've ever had.
Aww.
I am just like, and you all, I'm not going to slow stroke y'all like you're used to. You know it was just the best. I think about it all the time, and I hate Kate. I would have a boss any day of the week if it's Katie.
Same.
Aww, you guys.
The same. I mean, it's the best job I have ever had, too.
I just love and also, Aaron, respect all of you, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, you built a team that was awesome. I mean, everyone loved each other, and it was, like, for the most part. And, you know, Aaron and I... Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
Well, no, it's just a time in my life where I was just like, I didn't even know what I wanted to do or if it was something that I needed, and I just applied, and I was like, yeah, I'll just serve, I guess. And to have... So unexpectedly, everything. I would, Mary Kate, do you remember when we just like do runways? Like,
yes, I remember. I remember everything about like, working with you. It was because we had brunches. So we would like, you know, they start off a little slow and we would just, you would tell me these stories. I would be like peeing my pants, dying, running to the bathroom. And then, and then we did runways.
Katie, the story she's referring to, and I'll just do it real quick. It was a car lift company.
Okay.
The guy, I had just moved to LA.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I was in the back seat. I'm very nervous. I've never used a rideshare before. I don't know anything. I don't even know where they're taking me. And the guy had his phone like on the windshield and it was just playing porn, but it was like it was Telemundo.
Oh my God. Like, stop it.
And his eyes were like 50-50 on the road and the
porn. What? He
and
had porn playing?
He slammed into this car and he's like, "You've got to cancel the ride." And I was like, I don't know how anything goes. So I canceled it or whatever. And I ran away.
But then
I was scared to say, I was like, "Hey, I want this reimbursed to me," but I was scared to say like, cause he was watching porn. Cause I was like, what if he gets fired? I don't want to fire anyone.
No.
but also, should somebody be driving that's crashing into cars and watching porn?
Pornos.
I think you should get him fired because he got into a car accident when you were in the car.
I know. And then you ran away. It's so funny.
Yeah, but for me, like, how is life? I let that freak flag fly. Like, my thing is, like, dude, whatever gets you through your
driving
your car ride shift, then that's fine.
If you have to watch all the Criterion
story
movies
that I think is appropriate. Ish.
Amazing.
Let's do
it's
it.
Great. Like Let's hear it. We want to know it. Let's we want to hear it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this also involves me aging like avocados right now, right?
Okay.
So my Irish soul, I'm pickled. I got my genetics, but I'm really riding it strong, right? So I moved to my place in Hollywood, and I'm right next to Runyon Canyon, and this hot guy on Tinder is like, we should go on a date. Ooh. And I was like, I'd love that. I was like, I live by Running King. He's like, I do too. I was like, well, we should do it. He's like, yeah, I have the day off. Let's do it. And I was like, perfect. So he comes to my house and it's my townhome. I'm so excited for it. I was like, he's going to think I'm rich, whatever.
Yes,
like,
I open
the door. He literally looks at me like he was catfished to the point where
what?
I was like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, it's okay. It's like, you know, it's different, but it's okay. And I was like,
you're so beautiful. Are you kidding me?
Wait, was it about your house or something? He was like, oh, no, where are you living?
He feels disappointed that
he
saw him.
He's standing in my front door. Hi. And I was like, okay. He's like, can I use your bathroom? And I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. But then I had to like put my ear against the door to make sure he didn't like escape out of a window or something. It'd be so embarrassing.
You just hear him scream and fall to his death.
Yeah. And luckily I put all those marbles in my medicine cabinet so that with the open, they all spill on the sink. I'm like, what are you doing in there? Leave my stuff alone.
You did that?
Wait, that is brilliant. Did you actually do that? That is so funny. I love that.
I don't do that all the time, but sometimes the culture people are rubbish. It's my shit idea.
It's such a great idea.
That is so funny, and that's such a great way to bust someone. It's like a booby trap in your bathroom. That's iconic.
Was he looking for your medicine? Like, what was he doing? Well, yeah, what was he doing in there?
Well, none of that actually really happened. He didn't go through my things, but okay. If he did, I'd be on high alert, and I'd be like, what are you doing in there? Like, immediately I would. So, anyway, he comes back down, and I'm like, so do you want to still do like hike Runyon? He's like, yeah, let's do it. And he didn't know this, but basically I was like, I was already so in, and I was just like, he's not into it. And I was devastated, but I was like, okay, let's go do it. So we go start hiking Runyon, and I had already hiked Runyon that day because I'm like, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to look like Shawn Mendes. Yes. Like, I'm doing all this stuff. And basically as we're going up Runyon, I'm like feeling it. I'm like, what is that? The Hollywood sign? Like, he's like, yeah, it's the Hollywood sign. It's been here for like
ever.
And I was like, yeah, it's nice. He's like, do you want like a break? He's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, why are your legs shaking? And I was like, I had hiked that morning when I was hit. And I was like, oh, sorry, my legs are shaking. Maybe they are. Sorry. It's like, I already did a hike earlier. He's like, sure you did.
So we this guy's a bitch.
And I also had a very heavy Friday night the night prior.
Okay.
So I'm trying to like make small talk. I'm like, you're so fine. He's like, thanks. Nothing back. And I was like, okay. I guess that's what it is. And we're walking up the hill, and I'm just like, you know, this is Runyon something, and I'm trying to catch my breath every 5 seconds, like try to find the beauty. He's like, dude, if you just want to take a break or something, like, did you bring water? And I was like, no, I'm honestly fine. It's okay for me. And then once we get to the top, we start walking down, and he's starting to warm up. Like, my humor's winning. He's like, I can tell. He's like, oh, he's a fat guy, but he's kind of a funny fat guy. Like, okay. I can deal with that. We get like halfway, not like one third down Runyon. Guys, I have to poop. So bad. And I mean, like, not like I have to poop. I'm going to shit my pants.
It was like, it was a baby. Toilet. It's coming right now.
No.
Yep. I mean, like, if it was 20 feet away, it would be a photo finish, right? So
oh, no.
I only have Gross. Two options. I can end the date and be like, you need to get the fuck away from me right now. Or I can tell him the truth, right?
I like the first one.
I like option one.
Especially and I this should guy. Have done that. But I'm my mother's child, so I was like, listen, babe. And he's like, don't call me babe. I was like, okay. I am going to shit my pants. And we're walking too fast. I need to sit down.
I'm
and he's
dead.
Like, how long do you need to sit? I was like, as long as it takes for me not to want to shit my fucking pants. I don't fucking know.
Seriously.
So I sit down and he's like, do you want me to like stay with you? I was like, honestly, dude, you can do whatever you want. Like, I need a moment. And he's like, why don't you just go shit over there? I was like, with all those Asians over there looking like they're bird walking, shit over there. So you know how when you have to poop so bad and then you kind of hold it and then you don't have to do it again as much?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, it just perfect. Goes away somehow and it's jammed back up in your body. Yes, I definitely
also,
know
you don't
like.
Know what I'm talking about. Girls don't poop. They throw up sugar. You know that.
Oh, right. Exactly. We sure do, sugar.
Mary Kate was like, I think I have diarrhea. And I was like, well, go use the restroom. And she just threw up all this beautiful metallic
I did not
sugar
say
in my
that.
Face.
I didn't know you were watching. Oh my
god. And I
was
like, what was that? She was like, sorry, that was a huge dump.
Oh my god, anyway, great. Great. So, for all our listeners, thank you for I'm glad.
So now
that
I've lost everyone, now that everyone
they
out,
literally
embarrassing you
embarrassing
on
part.
This is great. This is just great.
We continue down the hill and I miraculously make it because I was like, I need to be on my own toilet. And we get to the door and I was like, hey, I do still kind of have to shit a little bit. Like, I'm going to go do that. But, like, if you want to, like, hang out on the couch or something, I'll be really quick. And then he's like, no, I better get ready for work. And I was like, I thought you had the day off. He's like, oh, no, it's, like, my other job.
And it's, like, my other job of getting out of here.
Yeah. And unfortunately for me, because I always shoot my shot, right?
Oh,
good.
Like, I love that.
Well, do you want to, like, just come in and make out a little? And he goes, no, thanks. And that was the end of the day. And that's my embarrassing story.
Aaron, it's so funny. You are the best.
You're coming back on to tell us more.
I'm going to stalk you for another year because you said you have others and we're going to go. But we are so happy that you, I love you so much. I have not laughed. I'm like, my face hurts. I laughed so hard.
So
don't you dare soft serve me right now.
Oh, you're right. We will sever our ties after this call. No, I love you so much. And thank you so, so much for coming on.
Yes. Adore you. We so appreciate it. And
I'll let you know when it's going
to
air. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on for sure.
You have to come back.
Also, this is not my fire alarm beeping, just in case
okay.
I'm dog.
Oh, we can't hear it.
I don't want people thinking that I don't care about my safety.
You burned your roast. You burned your roast.
Okay, just making sure. Girls, I love you. I miss you so much.
It's so nice
to be live with Mary Kate and Katie.
Oh, yes! You're the best, Erin.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. All right, finally, this next caller is a very close friend. Our kids are the same age and play together. And she told this story casually this week. Literally, she just told it. And I said, you got to tell the people. Okay, so let's call her up. Let's call Jenny.
Hello,
Jenny. It's Mary Kate and Katie from the V-Red Podcast.
Hi, guys.
I'm so happy you're doing this. Thank you so much. I just mentioned to Katie that you casually told this legend of a story.
I'm so excited.
And I said, you got to tell the people. And you said, yes, it's time.
I did. I only have one story. I've been telling it my whole life. Everywhere I go, it's like, here's this one thing.
You only need one story. That's all you need.
It's a great one, by the way.
One good story.
Oh, thank you so much.
I tried to find like a corner of my house that I was like, oh, good. It'll be really nice and quiet right here. That way the audio is good. And 1 minute before this call, a truck pulled up outside and is like, unloading like a couch, and I'm like, I guess I'm moving.
Beautiful.
Exactly. You're like, I'll put a pillow over my head now. you did a makeshift soundproof.
Yes.
Well, it sounds great from our end.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay. All right. Are you guys
ready?
We're
buckled
ready.
Up and yeah. I wish that you had been.
Oh, yeah,
anyway, go
up,
on.
Actually, that would have helped in this whole scenario.
I know. Oh my God.
So this story, first it's dedicated to all the helicopter parents. So I'll get back to that later. But it hails from growing up in the 80s in small town Texas where, you know, parenting was a little bit more loose. You know, you send the kids outside and you say, be back before it's dark. Because that's when you know you're in trouble is if you get home and it's dark. So I was three at the time, and I have a big family. So I was outside playing with my two brothers, my brother that's five and my brother that's one.
Wait, what? Yeah. Five, three, and one would go play outside? And I thought my mom, like, let me have freedom. But, like, five, three, and one, like, the five-year-old's the responsible adult who's... Yeah.
They're just playing. They're playing. Yeah, probably everyone knew
you them. Nailed it. By five, you were babysitting.
Wow.
That's amazing. I love it.
So I was obsessed with getting in the car and playing around with everything, the windshield wipers, all the buttons, everything. So I loaded my little brother up in my dad's pickup, put him in the back seat, and I'm in there, you know, hitting all the buttons I can. My older brother, he's out in the driveway.
Your older five-year-old brother.
My older five-year-old
brother. Just beyond a toddler brother is running around.
In my head, he's authority.
Yeah.
So, I'm hitting all the buttons, and I hit the stick shift, and we start rolling down the driveway, and we slam the truck into the neighbor's kitchen.
Into the kitchen.
My God.
Oh my gosh, this little three-year-old, like, just at the wheel, the image of your, like, little three-year-old face just going down the driveway and then just slamming into this house.
Wait, so how did that happen? You went across the street and then into the...
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, we crossed the street into the kitchen. And, you know, I was smart enough to realize, like, so it started rolling back. And I remember looking at my brother in the driveway, and he went and grabbed the grill of the car, and he was trying to hold it.
I jumped in the back seat
with my little brother, and I just, like, ducked down. Oh. And so then when we actually went through the house, like, I remember, like, kind of popping up as though I'm now in this, like, whoa, who did this? Because I'm not behind the wheel.
I wasn't driving.
Where did the driver go?
Yeah.
That's quick thinking. I love it. That's iconic.
And I mean, because I was three, there's details I definitely don't remember, but I know I went and hid under my parents' bed.
Oh my gosh.
At some point I was retrieved, and the cops came by. And so I had a significantly older sister that was 19 at the time. And the cop showed up and was like, you know, where's your daughter? Talking to my mom. And she was like, well, here she is. And I was like standing behind my mom's leg, like,
so scared. Just big eyes peeking around the cop.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So, and then did they just figure it out that it was you?
Like, did your brother tattle on you? Your guardian?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got ratted out.
Was there anyone in the kitchen? Like, thank God nobody got hurt, but
there's been no retelling of the story where I've ever heard anybody was hurt, and I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have ever been told in a funny way.
Right. No, exactly. Like, and that was the day that two people. Yeah, no.
How much did that kitchen reno cost?
I know. Oh, how do they recover from that? Exactly.
These are the things that, like, I don't even know from what happened. And I wish I had gotten those, like, financial details, because I mean, I have eight siblings. So, like, one of them running into a kitchen's not great for the family budget.
No.
No.
But I picture you, like, going out to play the next day, like, oh, la, 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 let's get back into it.
Or my parents send me to get a job. Like, you're going to behave this way.
It's time to put her to work.
You got
to start babysitting for your one-year-old.
Yeah.
You did a bad job.
That's what I said. I'm like, actually, I tallied it up, and you guys owe me for all these hours I put into watching the little one.
Yeah, it's a lot of babysitting.
And you're driving them around. Like, it's a lot. You had already made some money.
I mean, that was the thing. So my message to helicopter parents is, like, look, just ease up. If you just let them make their mistakes before they're five, especially expensive ones, it's going to be all right.
I like this.
That's a good idea.
I actually like this. I like this philosophy. You know, it's like, you know what? They're not going to total their cars later on in life. It's like, they are going to learn when they're young that driving.
Total your car.
Total your car. And that's all they needed.
Just got that out of the way.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if I have a criminal record, and I think it got wiped. So it actually kind of worked out that out of all the kids, I was one of the ones that did it. And my mom always told the story as, like, a hilarious story. So
it is a hilarious story.
When you told it casually
this week, I thought, oh man, this is perfect. Because I told you, this is our 1 year anniversary show, and that is an epic story.
Yeah,
and this
crazy.
Is an epic day for us. So Oh my gosh, Jenny, thank you so much for telling us that and coming on. And
yes, thank you.
I'm so grateful.
If I remember any more of my mistakes, I'll let you guys know.
Do you mind if we'll call you back?
Please
do. We'd love to have you on again.
If you give me a couple hours, I probably can, one can happen.
I know. I know exactly what you mean by when you say that. Because I'm living it too. Oh, man. All right, Jenny. Well, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. You made ours. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that happened. That just reminded me that
nailed
happened
it.
To me and my brother when I was probably 4 and he was 3, maybe 5, and he was 4 or 3. My dad took us and he went to go run into a store, like a hardware store or something, and he had us sitting in the car. He had like a Datsun back then. Remember those little Datsuns?
Oh yeah, I love the
in
Datsuns.
The 80s.
I love those.
And I started doing the same thing, pushing buttons, and the car just started rolling. Oh, no. But there was like a main street of traffic that we almost rolled into.
That's terrifying.
But a good Samaritan saw us and like ran over and like stopped the car.
Oh, like with their body? They were like,
with their body. Oh, yeah, like people like
ran over. But you were just alone in there?
It was me and my brother. Yes. Of course, my mom like reamed him out so bad because he's like, just stay here. Don't touch anything. I'll be right back. And I even specifically remember my brother because I was always the one who pushed all the boundaries. I was doing everything that I wasn't nice. Supposed to do. And they were like, my siblings were like, you know, well-behaved and listened. Yeah. I was like, la, la, la. You know, well-behaved women rarely make history.
Exactly.
So I decided I was going to push all the buttons. And I remember my brother specifically being like, don't do that. You heard dad. He said not to touch anything. And I was like, yeah, obviously, like, click, switch the gear. And
see, it happened to you. This is,
and we were rolling back, but we didn't hit anything, luckily, because somebody did come and stop us. And then, like, my dad came out and was like, oh, my God, what happened? Like, it was crazy, but...
But I mean, that's a natural thing for a kid to do. It really is. It's like,
I know,
it's
can't
like a
leave
spaceship.
A 5-year-old in the car. It's so funny. Like, or
well,
4. I was young. I mean, was definitely young. And
one of the
listening.
Things I do with my son now is I just put him in the car and just close the doors. You can't figure anything out. I'm outside, like drinking coffee and feeling like.
And the air is on. Clarify that the air is on in the car.
The air is on, of course. No, I mean, it's just in the driveway. Like,
yeah.
Before we go anywhere, but.
That's cute.
Oh.
Yes. Gosh, oh, yes. We have another caller.
Woo woo.
Okay. Her name is Carly.
Carly.
And let's hear her story.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Carly?
Yes. Hi.
You're on with Katie and Mary Kay to the Beat Red podcast.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, guys.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you. I know your story. Mary Kate doesn't. And it's a doozy. It's such
I'm
a good one.
So excited.
So prepare yourself.
I am braced for impact.
Yeah.
I told my husband I was going to tell you guys this last night. And he was like, have you told anybody this other than me? And I was like, no, I have. Like, I don't know why I would share this, but
I feel so special. Like, honestly, the fact that you're telling us is huge. Like,
I know. It's so nice of you. Like, and it's just,
it's freeing, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
there's
it really
no judgment
is.
Here at all. Like, we're just, we're connecting ourselves and you to like everyone. Everyone's done something really embarrassing.
And it's a great story. Thing. So it deserves to be shared with the world.
Yes. I can't wait.
Thanks. Looking back, I feel like it was justified, but we'll see how you guys react to it.
Yeah.
So I worked at a really small law firm. Thank God. It was myself and there were 2 other lawyers and 2 paralegals. And our office was in an old historic building. Mine was the only office that was downstairs and everybody else was upstairs. Mm-hmm. So to give you kind of a little context of probably why I did this, I was used to being alone in my downstairs portion of the office pretty much all the time.
Nice.
But all of our meetings, our client, like, you know, meetings and things like that all happened upstairs. And when you went up the stairs, you get to the top of the stairs and right at the top on the left was the bathroom, only one bathroom. And then directly across from it was this big open area that had the 2 paralegals in the center and then a glass wall of the conference room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I went upstairs to go to a meeting in the conference room. The entire law firm gathers for this meeting and I decide suddenly before the meeting starts that I'm going to just run to the restroom real quick, which is directly across from this glass-walled
Why would the architect do that? Why would an architect be like, let's put some glass walls right by the bathroom?
Yeah.
Let's make it real open.
Yeah, it was great.
Let's put no door. So I'm in.
Oh well, there was a door.
Good.
It turned out to be useless for me. So I'm going to the bathroom. I'm sitting down to go pee, and I actually I had a pencil skirt on, like pencil skirt suit. So I had pulled the skirt up onto my waist, and then like you know pulled my underwear down. Was sitting on the toilet going to the bathroom, and I look over in this old ancient building, and on the side of the wall, like eye level to me, is this giant water bug. I don't know if you guys have seen
it. AKA cockroach. So gross. It's a cockroach. It's a
they're
big
so
cockroach.
Yes,
water bug is the polite word for them. Yeah.
Right. It's a cockroach with antennas.
Yes.
Like God. Extra big.
I went to school in Clemson in South Carolina, and we had those palmetto water bugs everywhere that were massive and fly at your head.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they fly at your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do water bugs fly?
Okay. I'm not sure I knew at the time that they fly, which
they do fly, yeah.
Which doesn't help at all. But so I look over and there's this giant water bug just eye level with me,
I
instantly panic. I freak out. I swear it's huge. It's probably at least 3 inches, probably 4.
Oh my God.
It's
like the size of my hand.
Okay.
Right.
What?
Eye level.
This is a nightmare.
This bathroom is tiny too. So there's nowhere. It's like single stall. The sink was even on the outside of the bathroom. Like that's how small it was. I panic. I jump up off the toilet with my pencil skirt pulled up to my waist and my underwear at my knees. And I go sprinting out the door of the bathroom.
Yes. There's a major meeting. There's a conference.
Yep. Into the sort of center of this wide open office with this glass-walled conference room with the partners in the conference room, the paralegals, everybody, and there I am.
Oh my God.
And the whole thing, I was in such shock by all of it that I, like, as I went running out, I didn't bother to pull up my underwear, pull my skirt down.
Oh my God.
Nope, just went
so
running out there. And then I get out there and I realize now that all these people are staring at me and I'm like,
they can see everything.
Yep. And still,
oh my God,
I freeze. I don't even put myself together at that point. I just kind of stand there frozen, like, what is happening?
That's crazy.
Yes. And the two paralegals, like one thinks that something is seriously wrong. So like one jumps up and comes flying out of the conference room thinking that like the building is on fire or
yep.
something like that. Something actually.
Someone trying to murder you in the bathroom.
You just got murdered. You just got someone just took a swipe with a knife.
Right. Well, and then the other paralegal is kind enough to jump up and kind of come running in front of me and start pulling my skirt down.
That's
while
nice.
The other one's like running to the bathroom thinking, yes, the building's on fire or something. And the two partners are just kind of sitting there just absolutely staring at me.
So
not
funny.
Sure what. Of course, they're also like older men. So they're just not sure what to do with this like, entire situation.
Let's move her up to our floor.
Yeah.
Oh my
Thankfully,
God.
One paralegal like kind of like pulls my skirt down. It's like, you okay? And I'm like, yep.
Oh my gosh. That's. I lived that story.
It is so good.
It is so funny because if you're just in a conference, a boring old conference, and you're just looking around, it's like, this sucks. And then through the bathroom doors, a woman comes barreling out with her like underwear down and her skirt up, and she just freezes and stares at you. Oh, so good.
That literally just stopped and kind of stared and didn't know what to do with myself. I'm not sure why I didn't think to get dressed again. But
how did you recover from that? Like,
yes.
How did you go back to that job and face anyone? Like, that's so embarrassing. It's such a great story.
I had to go right into a meeting.
Oh, my
You had
gosh.
To go compose yourself and just sit down and pretend that not everyone has seen your bits. You're like, okay,
never
like,
saw your bits.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, like the one paralegal went running to the bathroom, the other one kind of like yanked my skirt down, and then I think I stood there for another minute, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go wash my hands. I'll be back in a few minutes. And that's basically what I did, just washed my hands and sat down, and I pretended like nothing happened.
Oh,
and no one said anything.
I love
no
that
one
for you.
It.
I think that's so funny. Even that is so good.
Did
too.
Someone kill the bug before you wash your hands?
Yeah, I was like, how could you go back in there? That bug was like washing its hands when you got in there.
Probably,
just trying to go to the bathroom.
Probably.
No, thank God. I went into the kitchen to wash my hands. There was way I was going back to that. Yeah, no, I'm not sure I ever peed in that building ever again.
I cannot How imagine. Could you? Yeah, you just have to. You got a kidney infection. You got to hold it.
You got a kidney infection.
After that, you got to just hold it forever.
I just pretended so like nothing happened. Nobody ever saw anything, but I certainly was never using that bathroom ever again.
It's one of the best stories we've heard.
I agree. When you think of humiliation,
it's one of the top.
The sitting down and not mentioning it too.
And it's such a professional environment that you have just attracted all the attention to yourself by screaming and your pants are down. You have told everyone to stare at you as you exit the bathroom, and then you are like
everything.
Then you're deer in headlights.
Here's your lawyer now. That is so funny.
And let's go over this case.
Let's sue their asses.
I remember thinking on the one hand, I was like, well, I did just get a wax. Does that make it better or worse? I'm not really sure.
Better.
You're like, beautiful.
It'd be worse if you were like, oh, that was full bush and bad full underwear. Bush. My period underwear and a full bush. That would be worse. That is so great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Carly. It's going to make so many people laugh. Welcome. It's such a great story. We love it. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that fantastic?
I lived that story because I could not believe that. Anything like that is so cringy. Like, I just can't believe that. That happened, you know, just because of a water bug, and that would have happened to anyone. I mean, that water bug sounded like it was the size. I mean, it was like its own zip code.
I love that it freaked her out so much that she just, all inhibitions are gone. Just this is what I'm doing.
Yep. Oh, it's phenomenal.
That was our show. That was our year show. We hope you loved it. If you did, you know what you can do for us. You can write us a review. You can tell your friends. You can give us that 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, and if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.
And thank you, Mirage. You're the best in the world. We love you.